Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And you're listening to Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday mornings, streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org. I'm Hunter Hughes, and it's so nice to have a live acoustic session back on our show here this morning as Hootenanny have come all the way down here from above Williamsburg to be on our show. How are you guys today?
Great. Good morning.
Fantastic.
It is a great day for a drive, though, isn't it?
It was beautiful.
It's beautiful.
And no traffic.
Yeah. Well, what else would you what would you like to play before we get to talking here?
We're going to start with the first song out of our album that Paul wrote called Kansas City.
Excellent. Here is Hootenanny here on Hunter at Sunrise.
And I can't shake him. It gets so hard when I think about what may have been. I know it's too late to start again. That doesn't change, not one thing. Kansas City, wish I didn't miss you. I wish I didn't think about you. I hope you're happy, I hope you're healthy, hope you're as charming as the day you left me, standing all alone in Kansas City. Well, there's no use dwelling on the past. Some flames get too hot and burn too fast, but still it hurts. Some sunny days, sweet sting of love seems to find a way to make me think. I think about you, Kansas City. Wish I didn't miss you. I wish I didn't think about you. I hope you're happy, I hope you're healthy, hope you're as charming as the day you left me, standing all alone in Kansas City. Taking time out to stop and tell you just how much I think about you. Well, you said time would quench the fires. All the time has taught me you're a goddamn liar. Well, Kansas City, wish didn't miss you. Wish I didn't think about you. I hope you're happy, hope you're healthy, hope you're as charming as the day you left me, standing all alone in Kansas City.
Yeah. That woke us up this morning. We need to wake up. That was for sure. Hootenanny here on Hunter at Sunrise. And we might mention that this particular session is up on Facebook Live. So if you see it in your feed, please share it with your friends so everyone can see Hootenanny here this morning. So welcome, welcome, welcome. And we might explain just off the top of this, but that you guys are not named Hoot and Annie.
Nobody's name is Annie.
Or Hoot, for that matter.
Well. Depends on the day.
And Katie, how do you pronounce your last name?
Daniel.
Oh, okay. I've been saying...
Yeah, that's my maiden name is Boucher.
Boucher.
It's yep. still in there. I lumped it in with my middle name. So now I'm Catherine Wallace Boucher Daniel. It's
well, I hope official. You don't mind. I actually called it Boucher earlier this morning, and I apologize for that.
I think Paul Sugar did the same thing, actually.
It's, well, you know, we're Americans, so it's what can
right.
what can you,
it's all right.
What can you say there? And Paul, man, where did you learn to play guitar like that? Man.
YouTube.
No. Really?
I mean, that and books, old videos of Chet Atkins and Jerry Reed and Merle Travis. But yeah, fingerstyle books, YouTube videos, and a whole lot of patience.
Wow. Well, you guys haven't been here when we weren't on the air. He's been playing to every song that I've been playing on the air. It's quite amazing. And so your name is Paul Todd. Your name is not Hoot.
No.
It's Hoot Todd.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about your album, first of all. It came out last year. This is not just originals, though. You do some covers on the album, correct?
No, not on
the album. Nope.
It's all originals.
Ten songs, all originals.
And it's called Inspector Penny. Is that named after one of the songs?
That's actually named... Yes, there's a couple songs with Penny, who's kind of a character that we developed for the album. It's kind of a concept album. And it is also coincidentally, the name of my dog.
Oh.
Which is where we came up with it.
You call your dog... Penny or Inspector Penny?
It depends on the day.
And what he's doing, probably, right?
She's solved many a case.
Oh, it's a she.
It is.
She, Inspector Penny. But if she's doing something wrong, I bet it's Inspector Penny.
Yeah.
Get off of the bed. Something like that. But so who is the writer? Do both of you collaborate when you write? Or
Paul does all... Pretty much all of the writing. I will take the song after he has written it and tweak it a little bit, change pronouns, and then, you know, rework the melody lines.
Wow. But, well, you guys are the most eclectic pair I think I've ever met. You play all sorts of music, jazz, blues, Americana. Like,
I love it all.
Like, who influenced you to do all this sort of thing?
So the roots, I guess, it had to start with, at least for me, it had to start with Chet. It started with Chet Atkins.
Chet Atkins.
Django Reinhardt.
Chet
Doc
gave,
Watson.
And Chet opened the door, you know, looking at Chet's influences, trying to figure out how to play the way he did. You know, you find Doc Watson and you find Django Reinhardt and you find Merle Travis and... then you just kind of lean into it. So those are some of the influences. And of course... also, in that era of country music when Chet was first popular, is Mr. Hank Williams Sr. So some of that gets melded into it, too, as far as my influences are concerned with the writing process. As far as the vocal melodies and those lines, I take inspiration maybe from some other, like, you know, like Ella and things like that. Mm-hmm. But then
sure.
Katie's inspiration on reworking, she can speak to that.
Yeah.
Oh, all over the place. I've been trained in so many genres of music. I was actually brought up doing musical theater. My dad was an opera singer, so I, you know, explored all the genres. And
wow.
I really didn't get into pop and blues and soul and R&B and country and all that kind of stuff until after I was 18 and graduated and left school and left Virginia and kind of started playing actual gigs and learning, you know, cover songs and stuff like that, and was like, oh, I really am into this, and I feel a strong connection to it.
Did you mention at the Sandler Center that you actually performed on some cruises?
I did, yeah. I worked for Royal Caribbean for a couple years.
Oh, wow.
Did a couple contracts with them doing singing and dancing.
Well, they don't just hire anybody, that's for sure.
No. It was a pretty difficult audition process.
Did you enjoy it?
Yes, yeah, I really, really enjoyed it. I love traveling. My first contract, we were doing the Mediterranean. Our home port was Barcelona, Spain, and I had never left the country before. So that was a huge experience for me to get to travel that much and while performing at the same time. So, yeah, that was a big treat.
So how long have you guys been together and how did you meet?
We met, my husband actually was my boyfriend at the time while I was on the cruise ships, and
okay.
He hosts an open mic in Williamsburg at Paul's Deli on Mondays, which is, I believe, where he met Paul.
Oh.
And I was kind of planning my exit off of the cruise ships and trying to figure out what I was going to do when I left, and he met Paul and called me and was like, "Katie, I think I found your guitarist." And so he introduced us when I got off the ship, and... rest is history.
Wow. How long ago was that?
It was 2017 is when I got back.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Creeping up on a decade. I was just reflecting. Her husband's birthday was yesterday, and he and I were reflecting on how long we've actually been friends, and it's this year is 10 years. So I've known him
about
10 years now.
Wow. Now, you guys just released a single. You want to talk anything about that?
Oh, yeah, that's actually it's a cut from y'all's broadcast, as a matter of fact.
The Sandler Center thing with Paul.
The Sandler Center, yeah, Out of the Box series, live with Paul Chagrou. It's a new song. Well, it's new as in we've written it recently. It's not like yesterday, but it was. It's called Whiskey Drunk and Hellbound. It's inspired by a Doc Watson tune called Little Sadie.
Oh, okay. I'm a big Doc Watson fan, so... I wore out his records, especially the live ones. They were awesome.
Yeah, he was fantastic. The stuff that he cut with his son too.
Yes.
Was pretty great.
Yes. You okay there? Did something fall?
Yeah, I'm trying to take pictures and do something at the same time.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, would you guys like to play something else for us here?
Yeah. Next song we're going to play is called Too Stoned to Care.
Oh, okay. And this is also an original.
It is.
Indeed. Excellent. Here
Happy
is
Sunday.
Hoot and Annie here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Wisdom from a whiskey bottle. I pick and choose what they tell me to. I get the feeling that something ain't right, but I'm too stoned to care. I get the feeling that something ain't right, but I'm too stoned to care. Tell me what to think on my TV. A quiet thought is a luxury. I'm pretty certain that they're watching me, but I'm too stoned to care. I'm pretty certain that they're watching all of us, but I'm too stoned to care. Thank you.
voice in the morning.
Man. Hoot nanny. Here on Hunter at Sunrise, I feel like I've been Ella Fitzgerald or Bessie Smith or something. Gosh, that was those are pretty hefty singers there, aren't they? No, that was cool. Hoot Nanny here on Hunter at Sunrise, and I'll remind you that this is up on Facebook as a live feed, and if you want to share it with your friends, please do so everyone can see Hoot Nanny here this morning. So, are you guys working on anything new? It seems like you want something new because you put out the single. And what made you put out the single? Why particularly that song during the show?
It was
hold on.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. It was actually a lucky coincidence, as it turns out. So the show, prior to it, Paul Chagrou had told us that he was going to broadcast the top of the second set, right?
Right.
And we had Whiskey Drunk and Hellbound, our new song. We were going to close the first set with it, but the first set ran a little long.
Oh, okay.
And so we cut it. And as we're sitting in the chair, we were going to do Boss a Penny, which is another song off the album. We were going to do that as the top of the second, as the broadcast tune. But we got to talking about it, and Katie was like, no, let's do the other one. And so we did, and it came out really, really well. And Casey Watkins does this really, really, you know, she does this chord solo and then starts getting real rock and roll with it on her piano solo.
Got Jerry Lee Lewis with it.
Yeah. And like, it all just kind of worked out well. And in listening to the MP3 of the broadcast, I mean, the quality was amazing. So it was like, well,
we could go to a studio and record it, or we could just put this one out.
Right. and so, you know, while I'm in the midst of trying to write the rest of the album, you know, we've got at least this one song we know for a fact that we've got a good recording of it.
I feel like a live recording like that, too, just has like something more special about it. Like, sure. You have that anticipation of being on stage, and you know, you're all amped up and everybody's mojo is kind of working off each other's, and
the crowd's going, and the crowd was really good, and it was a really special night. You know, it wasn't the plan for that to be the song that got broadcast, and there was no plan to, you know, cut something and then put it out, but it all kind of worked out that way. And
I also feel like there's a lot of power in singles these days.
Sure.
You know, just to, you know, why wait a year to put a whole album out, you know, where people might kind of drop off, forget who you are, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, instead, just stay relevant, stay in the back of people's minds.
Yeah, I've often told people, you know, you don't have to put out a full-length record or anything.
Right.
You can put out an EP or just a couple of singles. A lot of artists do that these days and keep them out there and... while you're waiting for that big record to come. But tell me about some of the things you're going to get ready to do. You were telling me about an upcoming show.
Yep, so we have a couple shows coming up in June, actually. There's June 6th. We're going to be at the Hermitage Museum. There is an event, an artist. His name is Babington. He's from New Orleans. He's doing an exhibit that night. So they wanted kind of New Orleans-esque band, which, you know, I know we've done a lot of country today, but we do jazz and New Orleans style stuff as well.
Yeah.
So they wanted us for that. We're going to be doing that with a full band. And then the day afterwards, actually, June 7th, we are going to be doing Dave Fest at Billsburg Brewery.
Oh.
And that's
where is
just,
that?
That's in Williamsburg, near the ferry off of Jamestown Road.
Oh, yeah.
And that's actually just going to be me and Paul as a duo.
Oh, okay.
Going back to our roots.
Yeah. Well, whenever anyone comes to see your show, so I guess this is what they get, some nice energy going on and a lot of variety, right?
Oh, yeah. Definitely variety.
Yeah.
What else would you like to play for us here? We're talking with Hoot Nanny here on Hunter at Sunrise.
So we're actually going to end with our original that we were just talking about that we just put the single out. It is called Whiskey Drunk and Hellbound.
Excellent. Here's Hoot Nanny here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Oh, Paul needs to tune.
Yeah, I had to put a capo on for this one to get it in a key so I can flat pick it. So you got to give me just one second.
Okay.
Wasn't that thing in tune when you bought it?
It's a nice guitar, I must say.
I've been playing guitar for 20 years before I figured out I couldn't tune the thing, and by then it was too late to quit. See what I'm saying? Neat. It's all working out my way. It's all breaking my way right now.
All coming up roses.
It's just the capo. It's the capo. And
here we are.
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
We're ready.
Okay, here's Hoot Nanny here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Take my virtue back. Late at night, he comes home drunk, down the gates, his shoulders hunched, thinking maybe something's going wrong. Well, he calls me crazy, yeah, he calls me baby. He thinks that I don't know what's going on. So brush your teeth and wipe your cheeks. Stay yourself from the stories that you'll tell. Well, I'm tired of hating, and I'm tired of waiting, and all of us are bound to go to hell. I took aim and shot him down. Blind of fury, deafening sound. Teardrops fall just like the empty shells. Well, I'm tired of hating, and I'm tired of waiting, and all of us are bound to go to hell. So brush your teeth and wipe your cheeks. Stay yourself from the stories that you'll tell. Well, I'm tired of hating, yeah, I'm tired of waiting, and all of us are bound to go to hell. It's just the type of woman that I am. I won't take second place in any race, and our whole goddamn life was just a sham. So brush your teeth and wipe your cheeks. See yourself from the stories that you'll tell. Well, I'm tired of hating, and I'm tired of waiting. All of us are bound.
Hunter at Sunrise. Wow, that was great. And the name of the song again was?
Whiskey Drunk and Hellbound.
Yes, ma'am.
Or as I like to say, Whiskey Bound and Hell Drunk.
Or some variation thereof. It all depends on the day.
It really does.
Well, I really appreciate you guys coming down here today.
Thank you so much for having us.
And again, we want to identify the record as Inspector Penny. Came out last year, and you're going to be at the Hermitage Museum on June 6th. Did you say?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, we look forward to that. We really appreciate you coming down here today.
Thanks again.
Thanks for having us.
This was great.